The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community, for God's sake. I'd like to welcome you to the show, all you new listeners out there. If you have not been tuning in to this show, don't be too hard on yourself. Well, even though we've been doing it now for 6 years, we're going to be around for a while. Because this show is rocking. This show is the bomb.
6 years.
What we do here, we bring business development, marketing, customer service. It's all aligned with our mission of creating jobs, creating opportunities, and economic empowerment for our community. Now, the reason I'm so passionate about this, because I get so tired of folks always complaining about they won't hire us, they won't give us jobs, they won't give us contract. Who in the heck is this almighty they? Don't we have just as much power as they have, William?
Who the heck are they?
Who is this they?
They.
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 I'm tired of they.
I'm sick of they.
We got to be our own they.
That's right. And today is the day that we be our own they.
Today is the day.
That's right.
But, you know, look, I was driving in today. And by the way, as I was coming up the sidewalk, there was a guy watching windows.
Mm-hmm. I saw that guy.
I was kind of curious. Now, on a day like today, who cares? I mean, it's like 10 degrees outside.
Really?
Isn't the water going to freeze before it gets on the window?
But see, he probably has some of the same solution as in your windshield wipers.
Oh, is that it?
To keep it from freezing.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, folks, welcome to the show. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Mr. William Maxwell.
That's right.
Also have in the studio Mr. James Elbow.
Welcome. Yeah, good morning, everyone. How's everyone out there?
And we also have therapist Pam Little. Good morning, Pam.
Hey.
And we got a full house today.
Full
house today. Guess what, folks? We do it like this every Friday because we have so much to cover here. The mission of the show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. We do this through business development, job creation, and service. And
Robert, don't we need to develop more businesses in our community? It's like one of the things that really bothers me is the fact that we have a lot of young people who we send off to school, and then when they spend all the money to get these great degrees and so on and so forth, they don't have opportunities that they need because they're competing with other people who have the businesses in place, and they're going to hire their children first.
I hate to say it, but people kind of look out for their own.
It's natural.
And there's nothing wrong with
it. No, that's a natural thing to do.
What you have to do is get your own so you can look out for your own.
That is absolutely right.
Amen to that. And tell me, is that what the show was about?
Amen to that. I looked at so many of these young people come back from college, and they owe $80,000 in debt and don't have an opportunity to even get a job at this point. Mm. So create your own.
Well, look, you can't. Now, I say this all the time. We create enough businesses in our community. Everybody you know owns a business. You go up the elevator. By the time you get to the fifth floor, you met five business owners. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, if these businesses are not successful, they don't sustain, they end up in William's business card morgue.
It gets larger and larger every year. William, Robert, I'm going to have to buy some new land. It's like Dubai. I'm going to have to buy more land and just start cultivating.
You got to get some more body bags and toe tags because so many businesses are failing, but that's another mission of this show.
if you are not marketing and advertising your business, it's not a matter of if you will fail. It's just a matter of when.
When.
So if you're going to, and people say, look, I don't have money to advertise. Well, look, you don't have money not to advertise.
That should be the real statement there, Robert, because if you don't advertise, think about it like this, people. Every type of business out here has a competitor, including you.
That's right.
And if you don't think that, pretend that you can get away with not advertising, because your competitor is going to look at that and he's going to lick his lips and really just put you out of your misery, and you'll be in a business card more.
If companies like Geico and McDonald's, and they spend millions of dollars at Super Bowl commercials, why can't we spend a few dollars and advertise ours too?
And if you're not sure where to advertise or how to advertise, get over to marketingpulpit.com. Check out that advertising package we have right there. For only $295, you're going to be featured on the show, featured at the First Friday, featured in the email blast, featured in our social media. And it is a wonderful package. We're offering this courtesy of the Marketing Pulpit. It's a special we have going on right now. So go over and check that out. Also, folks, we're celebrating Black History Month. What better time now than to support your community businesses?
And also, ask yourself the question, like Maggie Anderson did a few years back, how often are you supporting Black-owned businesses?
That's right.
I mean, don't make it one of those things where, okay, it's Black History Month, I'm going to go out and support a black business this month, and rest of the year.
Go buy a Martin Luther King tape, and you think you've done it. Buy a black card and say, okay, well, I've done my
my charity work for the year, and that's that. And
not that kind of party, folks. Speaking of party, we had the First Friday on February 5th. That was last week.
Oh, my God. And the turnout was incredible.
Man. We
had to get extra chairs in the room.
See, therapist Lil over there, we had to put her to work. She was dragging in chairs. See, Pam, that's the problem you get when you stand near the door.
Well, I was there to serve.
Ooh, I love this lady. She was there to serve.
That was a great answer.
And serve she did, because we had we start the room out. We have this conference room. It's like a boardroom setting. So we have about 10, 12 chairs around the table. And generally, that's kind of like enough for us to have a nice setting of we're discussing issues, we're tackling challenges. But just about an hour into the event, every time we have to start rolling in the other chairs. By the time we were done, we had about 30 people in the room. And we had the patty pie.
Patty pie wasn't bad at all.
A lot of folks who hadn't tried Patti LaBelle's pie had a chance to try it for the first time. We had four pies, and there was not a slice left.
Wow.
I just knew. I said, if I get four pies, I know I'm going to at least have a whole pie for me when it's over.
Well, the same thing happened also when our other guests who came in who had the carrot cakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gloria King. We ate up her cakes.
We had to cut the carrot cakes and
paper thin
pieces.
Slices.
No, I think what it is Marketing Pulpit does such a wonderful job in marketing and branding and things like that, that the number of people that was coming that had registered wind up being doubled. So
you're
that's
right.
Why the pies were fast.
You're right, Pam. We had about 20 people to register. So about 20 people above what we had registered showed up because the word of mouth spread. We had a lot of new people, too. We had a lot of new people to show up for the first time. We had our host from the Saturday show, Coach Howard, and Dave Owens. Dave Owens, you've probably seen him. He's he's on Channel 9
Channel
News
9
guy.
News, right.
So he's now one of our hosts on the Saturday sports show at 10 o'clock. So tune in to them. Go to themarketingpulpit.com and check out the shows.
Yeah,
check
we
out
have some
all
great
of the shows.
Shows. Yeah.
Hey, we have a Nerf ball question in honor of
Little Blue Guys are back.
Nerfs are back. They are the Smurfs. I keep saying, not the Smurfs, that's the Blue Guys. We have our own, the Nerfs. We call this the Nerf ball. If you know what a Nerf ball is, it's this spongy, soft ball. It's softer than a softball.
Just go back to one of those throwback websites and you'll see what a Nerf ball
so,
looks like.
And the reason we call it the Nerf ball. The Nerf ball, because the answer is so easy. It's softer than a softball. So
that's
we call
right.
it the Nerf ball question. But when you say Nerf, people think of Smurf, and so that's why we get the Blue Guy reference. But anyway, the Blue Guys are back today. They have little afros on in honor of Black History Month. Got their picks in the back of their head.
Picks in the back.
The die chicken phone.
They have a Don Carlos glove on one fist pumped up in the air.
That's right. So anyway, we got a question for you. A business-related question. What does the acronym FUBU?
Uh-oh.
F-U-B-U.
Say what now, Willis?
What is the acronym FUBU? If you ever watched the show Shark Tank, you've seen the guy Damon, what's his name?
Damon Johns.
He's that's a little history on FUBU. But it's an acronym for, it has an acronym. It has a nice ring to it, but those letters actually stand for something. F-U-B-U. The first person calls in, get a copy of the book, Smarter Than the Boss. It's a book written by yours truly, Smarter Than the Boss. If you're a business owner thinking about getting in business, have hired anybody, or has ever been hired, then this is a book you must have in your repertoire.
And Robert, why don't you throw a twist on that? Since last week we had people calling in after the fact to try to get it. Second caller, if they can name the person who was kind of like the face of FUBU.
Okay.
Is a rap star.
Okay.
Who was the face of FUBU. He was the guy who really kind of blew FUBU up.
All right. So if you call in after the fact and somebody that's already gotten the answer, the number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We have a book on the table called Smarter Than the Boss. The first person calls in with the answer to the acronym, what does FUBU stand for? And we have a gift for you. Also, let's support our sponsors, Miss Bernadette Clay. They just moved over to...
Yeah, I heard about the National Harbor.
They haven't. I rode past there yesterday. I had to make sure I knew where it was.
Are they over there now?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to go over there.
Pam was telling me, me and Pam, we have offices over here, the BLE and Largo.
Uh-huh.
And we decided we're going to stay where we are because of the location. But we were interested in knowing more about this location. But it's right there near Tanger Outlet.
That's right around the corner for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man. So BLE is just rocking. Let me tell you who BLE is. BLE is the, they have virtual and actual physical office suites. So if you have like an office and you need a place to hang your hat during the day, or if you need someone to answer your phones, someone to get those UPS boxes, like Pam just had delivered, shit about those big boxes of postcards come in. Well, those boxes got to be delivered somewhere.
Yeah, you don't want them out in the rain.
Don't want them out in the rain. You got mailboxes. Call BLE Suites and do a walkthrough at their location in Largo or their new National Harbor location.
Sweet.
Let me tell you something, guys. The Marketing Pulpit mission is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put people to work. BLE Executive Suites is the personification of our mission.
And they've been...
I see all these new faces walking through here. People are working. People are learning. People are training.
And she's even hired her son.
She put her son to work. I mean.
And that's what I'm talking about, Robert, where you can actually look out for your own.
Instead of complaining about they, Bernadette is the day. The day we're talking about. We don't need to be depending right. on their day. We can create our own people and our own jobs and our own opportunity. And I will also pat myself on the back. My company has grown quite a bit since last year, and I am hiring people. I've been bringing in web developers. I've been bringing in contractors because I am also one of those days. I see therapist Lil over there. She's gearing up. Her company is now getting ready to jump off the map. And she's talking about she needs some help to do some right. of this marketing phone calls and beating the bush for her company. So, folks, we can create this. And we do have a caller on the phone. Evelyn, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show.
Good
morning, Evelyn. Where are you calling from?
Capitol Heights, Maryland.
Capitol Heights, Maryland. Evelyn.
All right, Evelyn.
We put a question out here on the table, and you sound like you got all this wisdom in your head. You've been, you're a student of history. You're a student of business development. You're a student of music. You're a student of all types of good things. But do you have the answer to our question?
I think so.
Uh-oh. Okay. Give me a rum, bro. Give me a, what my drum over? All right, Snurf, get back. These daggone nurse. He's jumping all over the place here. They're anticipating me.
You ready? Evelyn.
I'm ready.
For us, by us.
Hey!
Wee!
Boy, the snurfs, they're going crazy.
Back flips.
His afro is falling off.
They're doing black flips and all sorts of things.
Evelyn, isn't that right?
You are exactly right. You have nailed it. Oh. Evelyn, you knocked it out of the park. Do you have a business, Evelyn?
No, I do not.
Okay, I'll tell you what. One day, I just know, I can hear in your voice, and you don't even notice this. I'm putting on my
prophecy.
I'm putting on my crystal ball for the moment. I see in the future, you don't even notice yet, but by the time you retire from your good government job, you will have started a business of your own.
And that came straight from Gatewood Damas.
What'd you say, Evelyn?
I'm already retired.
She threw me a curveball, didn't she?
She's ahead of the curve.
Well, let's know that you're going to get bored one day. You're going to get tired of playing golf and bingo. And you're going to say, I want to do something else. Just know it's never too late, Evelyn, okay?
Okay.
Evelyn, give your information to the engineer. We'll be glad to send you that book, okay? And thank you for calling and listening to The Marketing Pulpit.
Okay.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. James Silver going to give us some computer tips. And later in the show, we're going to have therapist Pam Little. She's going to talk about stress. Be right back after the break. I'd like to welcome you back to another Black History First Friday. We're going to be celebrating the Black History Month all month long. Let me tell you something, folks. Now, I'm not going to be cocky here, but I am going to be cocky. If you are a, let's put it this way. If you are in the community and you need folks like us, because nothing scares the establishment folks than folks that you can't fire. Because that's how they get us. They bring us in, give us these little jobs, put us on the payroll, and then once they do that, then they can jerk you around the rest of your life. And I have nothing against going to work for somebody, because I did it many years myself. But at some point, you need folks like us to be out here talking trash for you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
talking trash. We can talk the trash that you can't talk on the job.
Yeah, so, because you're beholden.
That's right. But what I am saying, though, is you have to support people like us. You need some trash talkers. Like my brother said, he said you need some fundraisers and you need some hell raisers. Okay?
Right.
So if you can't raise the hell, then you got to help us raise the funds so we can continue to raise the hell, because somebody needs to shake things up out here. These folks have gone crazy on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Firing people, talking trash, cutting salaries and jobs and shipping jobs overseas. And
I'm almost scared to look at the business section these days.
Oh, my
goodness.
Because
every time I look, man, it's almost like 300 jobs here, 5,000 jobs there. And it's a constant barrage of job loss in the communities. And we have to create a counter to that that's going to be effective. And that's what we've been doing for the past 6 years. And considering that this is our 300th episode of the Marketing Bullpen
Show. Wow,
man,
that's a milestone. We've had 300 shows. 300, that's 300 shows.
That's serious, man.
That's a long time to be on the radio. That's a long time for anything, not just shows. Hey, so you listen to The Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We have in the studio Mr. William Maxwell.
That's right.
Mr. James Silver.
Good morning.
And therapist Pam Little.
Good morning.
Later in the show, we're going to talk about stress. I don't know about y'all, man. I had a tough week this week, man.
You.
I had 6 clients I had to deal with yesterday at one time. And when you do that, you have to find some way to relieve that. And I don't mean going hitting the pipe or the bottle. There are other ways. I don't know anything about hitting the pipe. Now, that's what I heard that some people do. But you have to find a way to do that. So later in the show, we're going to have therapist Pam Little. She's going to talk about stress, some of the problems it causes, and some of the ways to get rid of it. Also, we're going to have Lena Seven. She's going to come on quickly and give us the what's the word. Then we're going to get to James Silver. He's going to talk about your password.
That's a stressful thing, too.
Man, I know my password be jacked up sometimes. And you know when you've been hacked a few times and that somebody's spoofing your email account, you may not have had a strong enough password. And some people say, well, look, if I get these hard passwords, I'm not going to be able to remember them. I know, folks, it's a problem. That's why we brought in our computer expert, Mr. James Silver. But first, we're going to get to Lena Seven. Lena Seven, what's the word?
Hey,
first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Wish I was there with you guys, but, you know, if you hear some noises, that's because I'm at the doctor's office with my son, but I felt compelled, and Robert suggested Alina's still calling because everybody needs to hear the word. So I'm calling in, and I'm doing my due diligence for the day. Let me just say something real quick, and this is something that's been on my mind because it came up this week, and that's why I decided to talk about it this week with you guys. And that is because someone came to me and said, well, Alina, you know, everybody likes pizza. What should we be doing when it comes to eating pizza? And I said, you know what? That's probably so appropriate to talk about, you know.
Yeah, I had pizza.
I had pizza yesterday, so what's going on?
Hey, all right, you're getting nervous over here.
Well, you know, it's so interesting is that 93% of Americans eat at least one pizza, one slice a month. Wow. At least one slice. You know it's much more than that, but we just kind of say that. Okay, so
had
about
my quota.
250. Had mine yesterday.
You did? Right, so 250 slices of pizza are eaten in the U.S. every second.
Wow.
So that's a lot. That's a lot of calories that we're consuming. And so that's why I felt that, you know, I felt compelled just to kind of briefly talk about it real quick and just kind of make some suggestions. And really, this is about one suggestion is if you're going to order pizza out, and I know you're not going to like this, but really the healthiest way that you can go about eating pizza is to order it, obviously, what? Thin crust, right?
Oh, man. I like that big old fat, chewy, greasy crust. Man, that's some good pizza.
But that stuff just kind of builds up and clogs us up in ways that we just, you know, we just can't handle. So it's better to eat thin crust, you know that, and to eat as many vegetables as you want. And obviously to hold on the meat. And if you have to, then put some chicken or something like that on there. But it's when we start eating the pepperoni and the sausage and all of that and the cheese. It's just too much.
So you're saying get a thin crust, but you can lay like a piece of fried chicken on top of it? Is that what you're saying?
No, you cannot have the fried chicken. I said some chicken. I didn't say fried
a big,
chicken.
A big slab of KFC on top of it.
Load it with vegetables. And let me tell you, to be honest, do you know what's one of the healthiest pizzas out there?
What's that?
And people don't order it that much. It's the pizza that comes with, I think it has like chicken, but it has pineapple on there.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh. See,
you know what I'm saying?
Got Pam so over here jumping off the wall. She must like that too.
I like it
Most
too.
A lot of people don't like it, but really that's one of the healthiest pizzas.
It's like Hawaiian. I think it's like Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, right. It's the Hawaiian one. Order that thin crust. And you can have a few slices. It is very good. It's healthy. But anyway, let me just say, just in case you can't order a pizza and you just want to go in the Safeway or the Giant and you just want to just grab some pizzas for your kids, things like that. You know what? Try these pizzas because they are really low in calories and they're a lot better. There's one called the Vita Pizza. It's very good. It's cheese and tomato, Vita, V-I-T-A.
Okay.
That is really good. It's only got 210 calories, 5 grams of fat, 38 grams of carbs,
Does
and
it 12 taste
grams
good?
Of protein. Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. I've had it. It's not bad.
Not bad. Okay, not Robert. Bad. Let's put
I'll
a check beside not
ones.
Bad.
Okay, what else you got?
Okay, so Kashi thin crust pizza mushroom trio with spinach. That one is good, obviously 150 calories, you know, 14 grams of protein. Yeah, now, remember those bagel bites with cheese and a little bit of it? The pepperoni is so small that it's not going to impact you unless you eat 1,000 of them. So go ahead and eat those. Those are not bad, but they're thin. They're only like the little bagel bites, and really it's like 200 calories. It does have 28 grams of carbs, but it's okay. And then it has like 7 grams of fat, but it's pretty good. Now, the American flatbread, twisted six, cheese, the flatbread pizza, that's pretty good for you. Newman, you know Paul Newman?
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember him as an actor. Remember, he's got a thin and crispy, uncured pepperoni pizza. Okay, that was pretty good. It's 320 calories, 31 grams of carbs and 15 grams of protein. Okay, so I'm being pretty good.
Yeah,
DiGiorno. If you get DiGiorno, that's sold and we see that all the time. Get the thin, thin, right? Am I saying thin and crispy spinach and garlic? That's really good for you. You can eat several pieces of those, the American flatbread one as well. Now, there's some other ones that are on the unhealthy list, and you know which ones those are. Those are loaded with the meat. Yeah. So if you can cut that back, that will be helpful. And let me just tell you, my kids don't like this. My kids like the barren one, the one that's got a lot more calories. But let me just tell you what I do. I pulled some of the pepperoni off of it.
There
I don't give them as much pepperoni. So these are some of the little tricks, okay, because my kids won't eat the stuff that I eat. I'll get a certain pizza for me, but they'll eat something different. So all I'm saying is sometimes just pull some of that meat off without telling them.
All right,
okay, so that they're not consuming all that animal fat. It's very greasy. Got a lot of animal fat, and really don't want to feed that to your kids. So that's just something I just wanted to share. A little pizza. I know people are going to be enjoying their weekend. It's Friday.
Lena Selma.
Okay.
Thank you, and I hope your son pulls through whatever he's going through over there. And
yes, he will. He will. Got a little hand issue, but he'll be all right. You know, he's a wide receiver and a tennis player, so we got to make sure his hand's okay. But other than that, yeah. And I'll see you guys soon in a few weeks.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's Lena Selma, folks. We got to be healthy. If the best way for your business to go out of business is for you to go out of business. So we try to bring you a health tip every week, and Elena Seven covers that for us.
And that's so true, Robert, because we've had friends who had health issues, so we know that that's very important.
All right. All right, we're going to get to our next subject. We have in the studio Mr. James Silver, one of our guest expert hosts. Got a topic that's near and dear to a lot of us. I know it's near and dear to me. I am so worried about people getting into my accounts. And James seemed to feel that, I'm going to let him say it because what's one of the problems, James? How do people get into our accounts? What should we be doing? Why don't you tell us what we need to do here?
Weak passwords.
Illegal ID? Oh, yeah.
We have, so many of us have these passwords that they you want to use the easy passwords we can easily find, easily remember families' names, the past names. Dog's name. We don't get away from that. If we don't get away from these weak passwords, that's how hackers are actually cracking into our systems. They get into our bank accounts. They get into our emails. We got passwords for everything now. You got your passwords for your phone. You got passwords for almost anything in our lives. We got passwords for.
Right.
And what we're doing is many times the people are using the same passwords on multiple platforms.
And that's something that I've noticed, that some people use the same password for practically everything, which to me never made sense, because once a person hacks that one password, now they're going to try it on everything that's related to you.
There was cases recently where people were breaking into airline mileage accounts. Mm-hmm. They break into, let's say, U.S. Airways accounts, and the passwords they found there, they use them on say American or another airlines, and they stole people's airline mileage. So when people went to use their airline mileage, there was no mileage there, all because they had weak passwords. So I'm going to give you a couple of tips. First of all, I want to suggest to you to go to this one website and see how secure your website is, how secure your password is.
Hey, James, hold one second. Just want to let everybody know you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show on Radio 1. This is 1450 AM. And the number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We have in the studio Mr. James Silver, Ms. Pamela Little, and William Maxwell. This is WOLAM on Radio 1. All right, James, let's get back to it.
Okay. This website I want you to go to is howsecureismypassword.net.
howsecureismypassword.net.
Okay. And you type in your password on that site, and it tells you how fast someone can crack your password.
Oh, man, you're scaring me. Stop.
howsecureismypassword.net.
Okay.
And you type in your password. If your password can be cracked within a few hours or a few minutes, that means that these computer robots are going to crack into your systems.
Now, quick question, James. How secure is howsecure.net website? Because, that's another thing that you have to consider.
That's another thing you have to consider. It uses a secured website. It's an HTTPS secured website. So
it's an HTTPS.
Well, all websites that has to be secured has to have the S encryption on it. That has the highest level of encryption. So when you type in your password on this site, it's going to tell you how long it takes somebody to crack your password. Mr. Gatewood just tried his. It took some 4,000 years to crack his password. So his password is fairly secured.
All right.
Nobody's going to be around. None of us are going to be around here in 4,000 years. And even if they use the sophisticated computer systems, they're not going to crack those passwords. But if you can get a password where someone can easily crack, he's typing another one in and this came up, it's an instant password. If you use proper nouns, if you don't use a series of numbers and letters and special characters, your password can be easily cracked.
All right.
Someone else just typed in and typed their password in and took 58 years to crack that password.
Right,
the point is that
I got time. I can wait 58 years to get it.
If your password can be cracked very quickly, then you are in trouble.
All right.
There are programs, and we said we don't want to remember all these passwords. There are programs like what I use. I use one called Dashlane, DASHLANE. It's a password generator, and it also stores your passwords. So on that way, you only have to remember one password and the password to get into your account.
So how about these apps? Now, I have an app on my phone that I put up my passwords in. Is that a good idea?
How secure is the password? I mean, the program. Is that...
Well, the program is pretty good, but the password to get into the program is probably not that strong.
Well, you need to create a strong password to get into the program.
Okay, I got it.
And that's what he's saying. Like what you just said, that if your password can be easily cracked on that application, then you don't want to use that.
Well, one thing that I've done, James, on the passwords, I write my passwords down and put them in a secure place. Because if I were to forget, say, for example, I know people have all that stuff on their cell phone. If somebody get your cell phone and crack your cell phone, and you have an app that's got all these things on it, if they can crack that app, you're done.
I go to people's offices, and they got the passwords underneath their keyboard.
Ooh. Stop talking about me. I mean, stop talking about William.
Underneath their keyboard. They turn the keyboard over, and there is their passwords. I can't remember, but I got my password. Here's my password.
And that's the first place somebody's going to look.
I'm going to look. If I was a hacker, I'm going to look underneath your keyboard.
Wow.
Okay.
There's other ones who write them down in books. I was at an office recently, and a lady had a whole manual of her books, of her password. All her passwords. If that book was to fall into the wrong hands, what would happen?
They have a field day.
And what happened? All your credit cards, all your bank accounts.
Now, I guess that would...
Her stress level is going to hit the roof.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yes.
But I guess that...
You're going to need Pam Lowe.
But I guess you still would need to know, unless they actually were writing what those passwords were attached to.
The name of the account, the kind of account it is, the username and the passwords.
Why would they do that? I mean, to me, if I'm gonna write a password, I'm gonna just write the password. I know what it's already linked to. So,
if you don't remember your username?
Because sometimes your username is already taken, so you have to make up a new one. And sometimes this is because I know I have about five or six usernames. Because I mean, I like to use my name, my first name, if I can.
I know my usernames.
But you use the same username all the time?
No.
I have different ones for different accounts.
Well, suppose you got like 20 accounts. You're trying to get that combination of username, password, like I do. And I end up saying, wait a minute, did I use Robert on this one? Or did you use Gatewood?
The good thing about the app that I'm talking about, it will create a strong encrypted password for you and save it in this database.
So what's your bottom line there, Silver, as far as this password issue?
I want everybody today to look at your password, go to this program that I'm talking about. It's how secure your password, and see how secure your password is. If you have a weak password,
if it's going to say like instantly, you need to change it like instantly.
You need to change it.
instantly.
Because if you don't do this, you're going to be in Sister Pam's office real soon. Your stress level is going to go through the roof. Because it's the moment somebody's hacked into your accounts and starts stealing your information.
Especially for credit cards and things of that nature, because like I was telling Robert earlier in the break, I had a client recently tell me that their credit card was compromised because somebody hacked into it.
All right, folks, that's what you need to do. Go to this website, howsecureismypassword.net. Put in your password. Now, if you need some help with your computer problems, if you have viruses, malware, password issues, software issues, you need to contact Mr. Silver here. He's on the website. Go to marketingpulpit.com. Give him your information also, James.
Okay. My name is James Silver. My company is Silver Computer Consultants, LLC. You can find us at jesilver.com, www.jesilver.com. And you can find me at solutions@jesilver.com. My phone number is 301-325-1709.
All right. Boy, that's...
And we just did some Every Door direct mail pieces for James, and he offers a wide range of services. And one thing, in addition to the password piece, is real critical, because when James came over to pick up his postcards, we talked about hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert, you know just as well as I know, because we both have had these issues over the years in the past.
I have a stack of crashed hard drives.
And just because your stuff is up on the cloud doesn't mean that that is immune to crashes either, because I've had a client, of clients that have had clouds crash.
Nothing is foolproof. You don't pay your daggone bill.
So you got to back it up.
That's right. So check out our brother Silver, and his information is on the Marketing Pulpit website as one of our guest hosts. He's here the second Friday of every month, so he'll be back on the second Friday in March. And he'll be calling in from time to time to bring us valuable information. So if those passwords got you stressed out, because I know my level is gone up. I can't wait to get back to my desk.
Yeah,
I got a few passwords to check.
I'm going to definitely be on howsecureismypassword.net to check it out myself.
Yeah. Now, later in the show, we're going to talk about, on this week of Valentine's, 10 ways to love your customers.
Uh-oh.
These are 10 things you should be doing to show your customers that you love them. And that's coming up after we get through with Dr. Pam.
And can the customers love us back a little bit too?
They should.
Okay.
But, you know, love is reciprocal. You know, you can't be unrequited. If I love you, then you got to love me back. But you got to start. So we got to love our customers first. And that's how they're going to show us the love.
Did I
wrap it up?
That has a nice bow on it.
All right. I'm going to welcome to the mic. She's been kind of chiming in. She's also one of our regulars on the show. She's been a big supporter of the show. She was at the First Friday. She gave a good presentation at the First Friday event this past First Friday on this new product she has. But before we get to this product, we want to talk about stress a minute. I was talking earlier how sometimes during the course of a day, and I'm not going to give out all my business because my clients think I'm this cool, collected guy over there. And that's the countenance I want to put out there.
The persona.
Man, but let me tell you, my hairline used to be right here. And every year it goes back a little bit, and I'm sure stress has contributed. I got a few grays coming into the side, and
my hair was
stress is a killer.
Let me tell
you, all of us, right? Man, we're like some stressful guys sitting up in here.
Yes, it does it to the best of us.
But that's why and also stress can be a killer. So I'm going to bring to the mic therapist Pamela Little. She has a company called Sensory 3. And Pamela Little, welcome to the show again. Welcome.
Thank you, guys. I'm trying to keep my stress level down.
I know, but you look kind of calm. You don't want anyone that has a head full of hair. Everybody else over here looking a little haggard over here.
And I have my natural for Black History Month.
Ooh, go ahead. All right.
No pick.
You don't have an Afro pick in the back of your head?
Not today.
I know you got one somewhere. I know you know to put a regular comb through that do. Well, let me ask you this now. How big is this stress problem?
Stress is huge.
Okay.
It's something that everyone, even children, experience on
daily
basis.
I mean, little children, like 5-6-year-olds, are they stressed out too?
Kids are stressed out from their parents. Kids are stressed out from their peers. Even in elementary school, I'm having calls where kids are stressed from being bullied. Kids are being stressed from family units breaking down. And just stressed from having so much schoolwork and less play.
So what about us adults? Are we stressed out too?
Exactly. And more so with the parents or us as adults is because our workplace, our organizations are asking us to do more with less.
All right, hold on a second there. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I have in the studio therapist Pam Little. You can call in if you have a question for our guest at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question for any of our guests, including Mr. Silver, call us at this number, 1-800-450-7876. Therapist Little is talking about stress, and it's a pervasive problem in our community. If whether you're young, old, meek or bold, stress has found its way into our lives, and it's not something you want to ignore. Now, a guy like me, I have a pretty busy workload, and when I get busy, should I just suck it up and say, "Well, stress is a part of life," or should I be doing something about it?
Well, you should be doing something about it, because stress will make you sick. Not only will it have some physical issues, but you will have emotional issues. Ooh. Stress is definitely a killer. I was reading a couple articles from my health management articles or organization, and they were talking about 10 health problems related to stress.
Such as?
Well, the number one was heart disease.
Ooh.
Ooh. Asthma.
Ooh.
And kids who are stressed out of their parents are substantially higher risk of developing asthma.
Get out of here.
Nope. And they say obesity, so let's cut back on some of that fat food, that pizza crust that Lena Selden was talking about.
Man, that's
because
good.
When you stress, you eat, emotional eating, which creates the obesity.
So we're sitting here stressed out thinking we are solving one problem by going out getting a big old fat juicy pizza, but we're creating another one.
Absolutely, absolutely. And on the list, there was 10 that was most significant related to health problems. And number six was depression and anxiety. Depression, and which is why a lot of people come in for depression or anxiety into mental health offices, seeking help, for some release for distress. But not to mention the overwhelming stress of, jobs. You know, people trying to keep their jobs. The economy went through its crash, and then now trying to recover, which you talked about earlier, people getting laid off, all these thousands of jobs. People are stressed just trying to maintain their job. You know, we're fitting in these same places.
All right, we have a caller on the phone. Brother Ray, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Gatewood family.
Good morning, Brother Ray.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. Now, I'm a person with a disability, but in terms of people with disabilities that have to deal with, all the issues and everything and getting around, and stuff like that, what is the best way for them to deal with stress?
Well, we got a question there, therapist Little. With disabilities, do they have unique needs?
It depends on the disability, I would say.
Okay.
If your disability, one, is where you cannot move, you're not mobile, like you're in wheelchair, things like that, it might be a little difficult for you to get up and, walk. Also, to look at other ways of you can do some deep breathing. Mm-hmm. You can kind of just re-look at the issue that might be stressing you from a different perspective, just kind of more so focusing on outside of the problem. Also, if you could do some art is also a healing and a stress reliever.
Okay.
If you can just get, not like crayons and things like that, but some kind of paper and colored pencils and just making marks and creating pictures or images that are peaceful for you, maybe calming, just, making some marks, some kind of images on the paper with color, that could be relieving as well.
And it sounds like it depends on the disability. The disability.
Yes, absolutely.
And what's stressing you.
Absolutely.
Because I know, Brother Ray, who does our show Friday afternoons.
Yeah, later today.
That's vision impaired. So
right.
I guess you would go from a visual art thing to say like a music.
Absolutely.
As
music
a matter of fact,
is very, very calming.
And therapist Little, she's going to tell us after we go through the break, she actually has a product that actually helps people, regardless, and particularly somebody with a disability, sight impaired.
Right.
So she's actually been in this field for quite a while, and she's been working with people from all different backgrounds, all different disabilities, all different ages. And that's why we bring her on to the show. And now, because we are we're focusing mostly on business owners, we're realizing that this problem of stress is so pervasive in the business community.
Well, I think it's compounded in the business community because when people have 9-to-5s, they have a particular task they're responsible for. When you're a business owner, you have to wear all the hats.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. Thank you, Brother Ray, for calling in. And when we come back, we're going to finish up with therapist Pam Little. She's talking about stress. Also, going to talk about 10 ways to love your customers. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Women now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
Harvard Medical School has now opened its doors to new female applicants.
The first woman is now in space.
The majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
You better get more power.
I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m., bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, organizations. We're trying to make a difference out here in this community of ours. We have in the studio Mr. William Maxwell.
I'm here.
We have James Silver.
Hello there.
And we have therapist Pam Little talking about stress. Man, just the talk of stress is stressing me out. If you start a business owner, to all you folks who haven't done one, just know stress is going to be part of the job.
It's not for the weary.
It's part of the job description. That's why we have therapist Little in the studio. Therapist Little, now there's all kind of approaches on how to reduce stress. I was telling a lot of folks, they come in my office, they see the guitar behind the desk. They say, hey, man, what are you starting a rock band or something? I said, no, that's my way of relieving stress. I have one at home. I have one in the office. I keep one riding around in my car. And then one day I decided, look, but you know the problem with that, though, every time I move the guitar from one place to another, I got to go through this whole conversation about, hey, man, let's jam sometime. Hey, man, you in a band? So I wanted something a little more mobile and something that's a little less. The other thing, too, is it gets to be a little louder than sometimes. I'm back there doing Jimi Hendrix or the Jackson 5 and people knocking on the doors. Hey, cut that racket out. So I wanted something a little less, a little more mobile, a little less intrusive. And therapist Little has such a product. Tell us about your new revolutionary tool.
Well, I use the a sensory tool. I call it a mindfulness rain stick that I create. It's not like your traditional rain stick because that was used as a percussion instrument. Mm-hmm. But this here, I use a little special mix that I have of some stones. And created a rain stick that is used anywhere. You know, you can have it in the office, you can have it in your car, you can have it in the classroom, so that you can use it 1 to 3 minutes throughout your day to help release some of your stress. It actually sounds like rain, and it relieves the stress of, you know, immediately. You can start to feel your stress level go down.
Yeah, because yesterday, I'm telling you, I had a particularly rough day. Mm-hmm. I had just met a deadline I had to stay up like half the night. I sent the deadline in. I got it in like 2 minutes after the deadline. I felt this big sense of relief. Then I got two new contracts to come in on top of that. So my emotions were all over the place. I was like wired, man. I was bouncing off the wall. So I'm saying to myself, I can either go get me a drink, I can smoke, I can hit a pipe, I can do something that's very unhealthy. But
Robert, you have to refrain from using a pipe reference.
I do not. I'm talking about like a pipe, a tobacco pipe. I'm not talking about the glass pipe.
Make it clear. Make it clear.
Get you a new speech writer.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm not going to think I'm on the pipe after a while, aren't I? Yeah. But I'm saying the problem. I'm saying that there is all these unhealthy approaches that people are using to combat stress. So what therapist Little has come up with is something that is healthy if you can use it. And so I grabbed my rain stick. I closed the door. Really, it only took about 3 or 4 minutes. I turned that thing to the side. I could hear that falling rain. And next thing you know, man, my whole mindset had been changed. And I guess that's why you call it sensory three. It affects the senses.
Exactly. It impacts, affects all five of your senses. So whether you're visually impaired or hearing impaired, I have one that could suit your needs. So,
even somebody who can't hear, you have one that vibrates.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And again, anyone can use the rain sticks. So if you're interested, give me a call at 240-573. What's my new number? 70655.
Okay.
And, or call, look at my website at www.sensory, and that's SENSRE3.com. It's sensory.3.com.
All right, folks. That's Pam Little from Sensory 3. That's SENSRE3.com. The phone number is 240-573-7155. Also, go to Marketing Pulpit homepage. You'll see her right there on the homepage holding that rain stick. And this is one sister that's going to be creating some history during this Black History Month. And also support her and what she's doing. And if you're having that stress, folks, I'm telling you, you need to go ahead and check this out. We're also on it's the weekend of Valentine's Day, but we can't just, we've got our significant others out there, but we also have to pay some love to our clients. I mean, clients are no different than any type of other relationship. You got to show some love. So I'm going to give you 10 things you should be doing to make sure that love is, you're taking care of the home front when it comes to your customers.
So what are the 10, Robert?
Well, one thing, you got to understand the value.
Okay.
You have to understand the value of that customer. Now, that's setting the mindset. If you don't, what I used to say when I used to come on the show, if you don't have customers, you don't have a business. If you don't, folks, remember this, as long as you live and as long as you're in business, if you don't have customers, you do not have a business. You may have a hobby or something to get you out of the house, but you don't have a business. That's the first one. Second one is stay in touch. When it comes to customers, silence is not golden.
Nope.
If you have not heard from that customer for in a long time, let me tell you what they're doing. They're checking out your competition.
Oh.
They're ordering services that you thought that they were going to call you about.
And your competition, they're showing them love.
That's right. They're getting that love somewhere else. Do not let that silence creep into the relationship. They are going to turn to somebody else. Okay.
And I called one of my clients yesterday, and bam. New project.
That's right. Every time I send out an email or contact somebody, let me tell you, they always get, oh, yeah, you know what, I was thinking about such and such. So stay in touch. Another one, answer your phone.
Please, people, for God's sake, answer
if you don't
phone.
Answer the phone, at least return the voicemail, please, within 24 hours. Because usually they either got a problem or they got some more business for you. You don't want to let either one of them go unanswered.
That's
okay?
Right.
You got to listen. This is another one. Listen. And listen doesn't mean just sitting there with your arms folded, just saying, okay, now what you got to say? No, it means when they're saying things, people are giving out cues.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to actively listen. So there's actually a process to listening. Okay, another one, keep your promises. If you can't make those promises, if you can't keep them, do not make them. Broken promises is a great way to break a relationship. Deal with complaints. Do not let them fester.
That's
if somebody's
right.
complaining, you got to listen to them. They're going to tell you if you would just only listen. Learn the power of yes. Even when you mean no, find a way to phrase it as a yes. Yes, I understand what you're saying. They may have said something you don't agree with. You may say, yes, I understand what you're saying. Learn the power of yes. Okay?
Okay.
Another one. Be helpful. Explain how things work. Explain the process.
That's key.
All right, here's one. Respect the opinion, even when you don't agree. I respect what you're saying. Because let me tell you something. Most of the time, customers are saying stuff you are not going to agree with.
Right.
Matter of fact.
But that goes back to the listening part.
That's right. You have to respect that they are intelligent enough. They're smart enough to get up this morning, got to work. They put their pants on and a dress on. They drove themselves to work. They're obviously intelligent. Respect their opinions, even when you don't agree. And last but not least, exceed expectations. People have expectations of you. Don't just meet them. Exceed them. Beat that expectation. Whatever they thought you were going to do, do it and do one on top of that. Folks, that's way to love your customers. If you need help and some hand-holding with this or anything marketing related, call me at 301-839-2836 or go to marketingpulpit.com or go to my website, Gatewood Marketing. Let's not forget our other sponsors, people like Suncrest Financials. If you have those tax issues or need some accounting work, call Suncrest Financials at 240-582-7109 and ask for Miss Philosoday. And then we have our next First Friday coming up on March 4th. Go to marketingpulpit.com.
And they still have time to get their business cards done before the next First Friday.
That's exactly right.
So what you got there? Give me a call.
What you got there, Sister Little?
And if you get stressed out from all of that, give me a call at sensory3.com. And that is 240-573-7155.
So what I'd like for you to do, folks, tune in every Friday at 10:30 a.m. to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'd like to thank our caller. I'd like to thank Gwen for calling in today, winning her book. And we're going to send her book out to her. I'd like to thank our guest, Pamela Little at Sensory 3, and our guest host, Mr. James Silver.
Thank you very much for having me here today.
And don't forget those passwords, ladies and gentlemen. You have to change those passwords every now and then. And let me tell you something else, too. Go to marketingpulpit.com. Get yourself in the free business directory.
Free.
Also, like us on Facebook. Go to Facebook and make sure you follow what's going on at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. All right, folks, that's going to wrap up our show for today. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing.
At the right time, and you got to do it right, people.
All right, folks, enough talk. Let's get to work.